Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and how is everybody? It's Friday, ready for the weekend? So, you have a good one? So, I've been a little obsessed with something. I'm a bit of a football fan, American football, that is, the National Football League, and to some degree college, but not so much college. I know this is not a sports show, so I'm just kind of going there for a moment. So, I've been watching a little bit of the NFL draft. There's something about football, sports, that I really appreciate, and it's the fact that, now, I wouldn't encourage anybody to have their sons or daughters play high school or college football, but there's a thing about playing team sports, and I know that has nothing to do with the topic today, but I would just take 1 minute and go on this topic, and it's team play. It's the ability to work with a team. It's the ability to work with other people and depend on other people. I think that's something that's missing to some degree. If we get into the workplace, that we all work together. We accomplish things by being a team and not the individual. It's so true in sports, right? So true. Think about it. You know, if you're, let's say you're a quarterback in football, you're never going to be any good if you have a horrible offensive line that doesn't protect you, right? Yeah. So it's team play. It's learning to depend on other people and relying on other people. So I don't know why I went there, but it's just something I was thinking about. Well, the topic is really, are you worthy of what you want? Think about that. I have an article that kind of gets into that. You know, my spirit teachers want to talk to you a little bit. The Sarah Group wants to talk to you a little bit about that. I work on a psychic line, and I can't get the name out. For some reason, I'm not supposed to tell anybody where I work. Oh, because I have to use a pseudonym on the line, and they don't want, yeah, whatever, steal their clients, right? Okay, but, you know, they give us a 1 to 5 rating on psychics on the line, and nobody gets a 5 all the time because you just don't connect with somebody. But my rating is about a 4.4, I would say, and somewhere between the 4 and the 5. And on the line, all I do is really give them what my spirit teachers tell people. I just kind of semi-channel for people what my spirit teachers will say, and kind of based on their input, based on what they're trying to manifest in their lives, there's generally a time frame, a kind of a loose time frame. I never try to get too specific, as my spirit teachers say, you know, you can't get specific because people have free will. They do crazy things. Right. So I offer personal to individuals here. Now, if you look at my episode information, it says $1.20 per minute. Now, on the line, I do $1. They charge you 99 cents, which is $1, and $1 is so much easier to figure out than 99 cents. So I offer the same thing. If you're interested in minimum would be about 10 minutes, because less than 10 minutes, we really don't get into the meat of your situation. That's what I do. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, contact me. Probably emailing me would be the best, or you can call me on the number. But I've been getting so many of those, even on my cell phone, those spam calls. Now, AT&T does a great job of filtering spam calls, because I see this little spam alert. I go, cool. So we're going to talk about, are you worthy of what you want? That's what we're going to talk about. And what I mean by are you worthy, I was thinking about this whole thing about, I guess in the 80s or 90s or whatever it was, there was a Saturday Night Live bit, Wayne's World. And then there was the movie Wayne's World, right? Remember that? And then they went to meet this rock star. Well, I don't know to you if the Alice Cooper means anything to you, but it's a rock star. He was big in the 60s and the 70s, and he's still around a bit, I guess, still on tour. And they kept bowing down to him. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. And I'm thinking, God, what kind of message does that put out to the world, right? And to people, I'm not worthy. So I have an article on that. I see I have a caller. So that's what we're talking about. How to get rid of that limiting belief. And that's one of the things I do as a success coach, in helping people to find out, to eliminate that idea of you are worthy. You're worthy of it, everything. You didn't come into this planet Earth at this lifetime to fail, right? You have gifts and talents that you brought with you and you developed. So you are worthy. But as the article talks about, you know, we raised with that attitude. But I want my spirit teachers to talk to you about it. Maybe I won't even get to the articles because being a limited show. So I put the information out there. If you really want an extended reading with me, contact me because this is, you know, I'm 15 minutes. It's gone. Well, moving on. Some other things to do. Time to go to lunch, right? Well, let me take one quick call, then I'll jump into what my spirit teacher, what time is it? Yeah, I'll let them talk to you about this topic. Hello?
Yeah, hey, I'm just listening to your show.
Okay, very good. Please listen.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, thank you for listening. You know what? They show pictures up on this thing now. They changed their chat room thing and shows me a picture of somebody. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Yeah, much better. Well, you can't see me, though. That's not fair, right? I can see your picture. Maybe you can see my picture. I keep changing my picture around. Okay, so let me just give you one point from eliminating from the article from Clarity Mind is the website, claritymind.com. And it's about the topic is eliminate limiting beliefs and mindsets, which I like to help people with because, you know, if you got these limiting beliefs, you're never going to be successful. You're never going to attract into your life what you want if you believe, oh, I'm not worthy. So they get into a whole different ideas on limiting beliefs. But here's one I thought was kind of interesting. This idea of limiting belief mindset. Number one, I'm not enough or I'm not worthy. The big kahuna of limiting beliefs is I'm not good enough. If these words make up your internal dialogue, you're not alone. Somewhere along the line, way, I should say, you brought the idea that you weren't good enough. So you decided to. Now, this is an interesting point they make, and it's a little different than what I would have looked at it. But they said that here, they're saying you decided that you would try and become perfect. I'm not good enough, so overcompensate for not being good enough. I'm going to be perfect. Well, nobody can perfect, right? Nobody can be perfect. So, of course, we all know that perfection is an illusion. Perfection is an escape that actually prevents us from moving forward because we lose sight of the objectives and waste valuable time attending to minor details. Isn't that kind of an interesting way of looking at it? Wow, minor details. So, you're never good enough. So the last 7 or 8 minutes of the show, I want my spirit teachers, and this is where I channel, because I love to channel. That's my favorite thing to do in the whole world, just about, right? So I'll do that for you. And that's what I do for people. Channeled sessions are much like what I do in the psychic thing, except I don't go into trance. I just kind of listen and see what they have to say about what's going on in your life and if you're going to manifest something or not. Right. Normally it is. If you want something bad enough, you'll get it. Right. I believe that. And if you stay focused and if you don't bring in limiting beliefs, you'll get there. Okay. Enough of that. So let me have my spirit teachers, the Sarah group. It's a group of spiritual teachers. And they step forward, one or another will talk to you about a topic, and they don't give personal names that they may have had as humans because that takes away from the message, if that makes sense. So I go away and let them talk. It's an interesting topic, isn't it? Are you worthy of what you want in life? Then we would ask you the question, why are you pursuing it if you're not worthy of it? Now, that's kind of a reverse way of looking at it, isn't it? Why are you pursuing something that you assume that you're not worthy of? But then let's reverse that around a little. Let's turn that around a little bit and go from this aspect of if you can think about it and if you feel good about it and it's something that you desire and want, and when you think about it, you have this, wow, your first impression is, wow, I want that. That sounds so good. That would be good to have that, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be nice to have that? I can see myself having that. And then the ego kicks in. Then the limiting beliefs kick in. Well, you're not worthy of that. You're too old, you're too young, you're too this, you're too stupid, you're this. You know that self-talk you get, right? we understand that from our perspective. We look at you every day, we watch humans and we see you self-defeat. You have this desire and then you cut yourself down. Now, we don't have the time here to get into specifically how do you overcome it, but we'll give you a couple hints on how to overcome that. First of all, you have to isolate that limiting beliefs, and most of the books that you read will say that. Okay, isolate that limiting belief. What is it? What is that belief? Why are you not worthy? Where did that came from? Now, you may want to go to somebody that can help you with that. Hypnotherapist, a therapist, you can read about it, you can meditate on it. If you're not so inclined to go see somebody about the subject, meditate on the subject. Get into a quiet meditative state. Get relaxed. Deep breaths. Get into a quiet state. We're not going to get into all the details of how to go there, but think about that. Get into a quiet state. In your meditation practice, get into this really quiet state and ask yourself the question, where did this limiting belief of not being worthy come from? And just allow it to flow. Don't try to force the subject. Don't try to force the information. See what bubbles up from your subconscious mind. Now, there's a timeline regression that you can go through. And you can go back. And you might want to even do this yourself. You can take yourself back and take yourself back in time, and you probably go back to about age 12 or 13 and then work backwards. Did it happen when I was, and what's the response? Did it happen when I was age 10? Did it happen when I was age 9? Did it happen when I was age 7? And somewhere along the line, you're going to get this emotional hit, this feeling, this emotion, and a memory that's attached to the emotion. Aha, you found it. You found that place. Now, you can there you go. You can let it go. You can reprogram it. You can reprogram yourself at that point. Now, we're not getting into the specifics of how to do that, but it's not that difficult. But once you identify when it happened, once you know when you took up that false belief, that limiting belief about yourself of not being worthy, generally there's one or two instances in your life that will kind of kick you into that, and you carry that belief with you into adulthood, and you decide, this doesn't work for me anymore, I'm going to change it. So maybe if many of you have that feeling, I need to change this. So go back, discover it. Don't spend a whole lot of time at that point of trying to discover. You know when it happened? But you can see yourself at that point in time and start to inculcate, start to put into your subconscious mind in that meditative state what you really do believe about. I am worthy. I am talented. I am loved. I love myself. I'm capable of doing anything that I have the abilities and talents and desire to do. I came to planet Earth to achieve certain things. I am really worthy of achieving my goals in life and manifesting what I want. Now, you whatever affirmation works for you at that point in time, but you got to reprogram it. You got to tell yourself over and over and again. And it's good in a meditative state because you're dropping it right into your subconscious. So you're not staying in the upper mind. You're going into the subconscious place where you're saying to yourself, I am worthy. I'm capable of achieving anything I want. I know what my gifts and talents are, and I can use them. I can achieve my goals, my mission in life. Don't try to spend a lot of time on the negative, but you do identify it, and you reprogram from that point what you want to achieve, who you really are. Because every human being on the planet came to planet Earth to be successful in your specific way, and according to your specific life plan, your life purpose, your life design. Let's use all those expressions there. So think about that. If you need help, contact somebody that can help you do that. This host, George, can help you, but there are many people out there that can help you. We're not trying to sell any particular individual, but get help. If you can't do it on your own, if you're still feeling unworthy about certain things, get some help. You'll get there. You'll achieve it. You'll reach your goals because you are worthy. So thank you for listening. Okay, I'm back. and show's almost over. I appreciate you listening. I will be back on Monday, and I offer you my services.